Brush it sometimes when I brush it back here.
Well, when your husband, did he have a beard?
Beard? He wouldn't let that grow because he said he didn't want none.
Oh, really? So he shaved all the time?
He shaved all the time.
What did he sharpen his razor in?
He used to have a belt. I know you've seen what they call a razor belt, a belt you sharpen your razor on.
Oh, yes. Well, have you ever seen, what's another name for a razor belt?
Well, that's all I ever known, and then he got him an electric razor.
Well, have you ever heard a razor belt called something like a strop?
Yeah, strop. They called them strops and belts.
Oh, yes, sir.
Strop was what they called them, yes, biggest time, most of them. They'd hang it up there and hit that old-fashioned razor up and down that way.
And that was sharpened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, did you have to use a gun?
I never did try, but about two or three times, and I got down in the ditch with two more women, and we got shooting at a can down there.
Oh, really?
That's all the time I ever shot a gun in my life.
What did you use in the gun? What are the things you shoot?
We use cartridges, but you use shells in a gun.
Oh, yes, sir.
Different kinds of shells.
So, but you'd use a what?
One I was using was a pistol with another lady that was over there, and she had two, and we got out to see which could hit a can. It was in that ditch right there.
So what did you shoot with the can with?
A pistol.
And what are the things you put in the pistol?
Cartridges.
Now, you must have had some toys growing up when you lived in
I had dogs. I didn't have that, though. No pistols, no nothing like that. I had dogs, but I growed out of that.
Well, did you ever have something that you set up a long board on?
That's the way you done yarning. Oh, the old smoothing iron. Wood iron, what I call. See it right down there?
Oh, yes.
Right outside the door.
I saw it yesterday.
Outside the door. And when we pressed men's clothes, we had some just about that long, and you couldn't hardly lift them up and down, but we had them by the fireplace.
You heat them in the fireplace? How did you hold them?
You had to get you a rag hold.
That must have been hot.
It was hot.
Did you ever see some kind of children's toy that you'd have a long plank and a board and something to hold up in the middle that went up and down like this?
Yes. A riding horse, they called it.
Oh, yes, sir. And if the children were out doing that, you'd say, well, all the children out there doing what?
Riding on the riding horse. They'd sit on that plank, one on each end, that right up and down.
Well, would you say they were riding horsing?
Well, that's all you could say, or riding the plank, either one. Now, I don't know which is the proper side.
Which would you say that?
I'd say there's riding the horse they had. They called it the horse because it was nailed on top of a horse place like you saw with four legs on it, and they called them horses. Workhorses in, you know.
Oh, it's nailed on four legs?
Yeah, right up here. It'd be nailed, that plank could be nailed down where it wouldn't be slipping.
And what did you call that thing it was nailed to?
A riding horse.
But the thing it was nailed to?
Was a workhorse bench.
Oh, the workhorse bench.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a workhorse bench, do carpenters use that sometimes?
Yeah, they use it. You've seen them things lying up in the car that about as long with four legs on it?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's kind of a funny angle. I saw it an A shape on the
mm-hmm.
end. Oh, yes, sir. Now, did you ever see some kind of children's toy that there would be a limber plank and you'd set up something on each end, maybe a workhorse bench or something on each end, and the children would jump up and down in the middle?
Jumping plank.
That'd be a jumping plank. Well, now, would they jump up and down on each end or
they'd jump up on that plank and jump up and down, and then they'd jump off in water or something like that. Dive board.
Well, did you ever see one that was set?